Hi, I'm Marcy Lundy, and this is the Beauties Aging Gracefully podcast. This week, I would love to welcome Dr. Susan J. I should have asked you the correct name. Way to say your last name. I don't want to butcher it. Is it Ferrer?
It's free. It's free.
Fareed. Fareed. Beautiful. Please welcome
Thank
Dr.
you.
Susan J. Fareed. She is the founder of Vine Medical Associates and the Cellular Medicine Institute. Dr. Puri, welcome to Beauty's Aging Gracefully.
Thank you so much, Marcy. I'm honored to be here.
Great. If you could tell the Beauty's Aging Gracefully audience a bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So I am a physician originally trained in family medicine. I have a small cash-based practice in Atlanta, outside Atlanta, Georgia, where we treat patients from all over the world, sort of in two categories. One is the fairly unwell patients, maybe thinking about patients who are sick from Lyme disease or who have MS, that sort of patient. But then we also have another category of patients that are entrepreneurs and athletes who are just trying to keep themselves functioning optimally as they move forward in age, keeping their brains functioning sharp, keeping their bodies recovering quickly. And so we help both of those categories of patients to get to where they can optimize their life.
Oh, that's wonderful. So is it pro athletes or just people who are athletes in general?
Athletes in general, the majority of them, we have a few pro athletes that come around out of referrals from other people, but most of our patients are people who are weekend warriors or who are doing competitions even into their older age. So I have a few competitive power lifters who are in their 50s and 60s and are successful at those ages. So that's very fun to treat them.
I bet. Very cool. If you could tell our audience a little bit about peptide therapy.
Sure. So peptides were discovered in the 1920s. If you remember, Ivan Pavlov, the researcher, as Pavlov's dog, he was not researching the Pavlov response. He was researching digestive enzymes. And he discovered one of the original peptides in our bodies that our bodies naturally make, called secretin. Or other subsequent scientists post after him were based on his work, discovered secretin. The other one that's really famous that we all know about is oxytocin. If you remember, it's considered the love hormone, and it is used in women post-delivery to help, or during their delivery to help progress delivery of babies. But also, it's naturally secreted by the body after delivery of a baby in order to help with bonding between mother and baby. So those were the first peptides to be discovered. And then subsequent to that, many others. Insulin is a famous peptide. Some of them that have been used to help us with our health are things like losartan, which is a blood pressure medicine, and bacitracin, which is a topical antibiotic. And then the most famous peptide right now is the semaglutide that people are using for weight loss.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. What is the name of the one that is released when after a woman gives birth?
It's called oxytocin.
Oxytocin. Okay. So how are we able to access that, say, just in regular life if we haven't just had a baby? How does our body produce
So
that?
it's interesting. Just by getting a hug from someone, our bodies will release a little bit of oxytocin. Also, there was this interesting study that was done that teenage girls, when they receive a text message, will get a little spurt of oxytocin.
Oh.
I thought that was really fascinating that just having a text message would give you, it's based on connection. When you're feeling a strong connection with someone, your body will release that oxytocin just to give you a bonding intention. Of course, when you're falling in love, when you're bonding with a romantic partner, with your romantic best friend, you're going to release a little bit of oxytocin. So those are most of the time when we'll see, naturally see that oxytocin release. There are lots of other peptides available. Probably the most famous ones were originally started by the bodybuilding community. That's where we see a lot of them. And it's probably where people are most familiar with peptides. The bodybuilding community figured out that they would help them with recovery so that they could get back to training more quickly. It would help them if they can train more often, then they can build muscle faster. So most of our athletes that use them, if they're not competing, this is one of the downsides of peptides for pro athletes, is they're not able to use them because of water, or competitive athletes are not able to use them because of water restrictions, which is the World Anti-Doping Agency doesn't allow us to use them. Even though there isn't a lot of evidence that they increase strength or speed, they do enhance recovery. So if you are able to recover faster than your nearest competitor, then you will have an advantage over them in competition. So they are banned. So we don't usually use them in that category, but we use them in lots of other athletes in helping them with both strength and speed, as well as muscle building for our bodybuilding clients.
Very good. What is longevity medicine?
So what we're trying to do is give you a square-shaped life of health, meaning you're born, you are full of vim and vigor, you're energetic throughout your lifespan, you're energetic right up until the end, and then when you pass, it's on the tennis court, it's playing with your children, it's whatever the circumstances are of your death, that it happens immediately, and your body, rather than having this sort of slow decline into unwellness over time, developing diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease over time, as opposed to that, we have this prolonged health all the way up until the moment of our death. And like I mentioned, maybe on the tennis court, you would pass there doing what you love right up until the very end.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we all hope for that.
Yes, of course.
Yes, I understand you have a newly released book. If you could please tell the Beauties Aging Gracefully audience about.
Yes, Beauties. This is my new book that just came out this week, called Counterclockwise, Using Peptides to Renew, Rejuvenate, and Rediscover. We're trying to help you to rediscover your own natural vitality that you maybe have lost due to life circumstances, or due to raising children, or due to aging more rapidly than you needed to. So lots of women in this age group go through caring for elderly parents as well as caring for young children. And as the nurturers of our society, we have a tendency to not take care of ourselves first. Our tendency is to put everyone else first. And I would propose that that actually might be the most selfish thing we can do, because we have an amazing gift as women to give to the world, which is ourselves, being our natural feminine selves. And so if you are not doing the things that you need to do to be your natural feminine self, then you are actually being selfish, because your husband needs it, and your mother needs it, and your brother needs it, and your children need it. They need that femininity, that beautiful wellspring of nurturing that we are. And all the things that we do that are contrary to that are problematic, because we're not providing the people around us that we love the most what they need the most. So slowing down, taking care of you is so important. As we age, one of the things that happens to our bodies is we lose the ability to make these natural, youthful peptides. And that happens more rapidly in a woman who is very stressed out and leaning hard into her masculinity. the feminine can be very powerful, and we want to lean into that powerful receptive space, which is this beautiful femininity that we all have access to. If we're not doing that, then we're risking our bodies beginning to produce more aging proteins that make us age more rapidly. So there are ways we can help reverse that, but there are also things that we need to be doing to take care of ourselves. Things like, what are we putting into our bodies as far as diet? What are we doing to our bodies as far as movement? How are we managing the stressors that are going to come? Are we doing yoga? Are we doing meditation? Are we spending time in nature? Whatever the things are that bring you joy and peace and satisfaction and restore that femininity are so important. So those would be the baseline. And then we add on top of those things, some of the peptides that can regenerate some of the more youthful way our cells can behave. So helping our stem cells to function more properly, to make them be more effective at regenerating our organs into a more youthful state.
Very interesting. Boy, that's really amazing to learn. I know sometimes, as I recently noticed, I'll feel the need to watch something that just fuels me that's feminine based, where growing up, you know, I always felt very girly and didn't feel the need for that. But now it's like I am seeking it, you know, and just hearing what you just said, it's like, well, that makes a lot of sense, you know. I never felt like I need to look for it before, but that is really interesting.
Some of it's protecting our minds and realizing the toxicity of some of our exposures. What music are we listening to? What television shows are we watching? What are we putting into our minds that may be contrary to being helpful? You know, if you're watching the news all the time or several hours a day, it can be really toxic to your soul. And so that femininity feels like it needs to do something and go and be different than it is. There's so much online. If you're feeling insecure about yourself, often it's because you're taking in the media telling you that you're not good enough how you are, and you're perfectly wonderful exactly how you are.
Exactly. Yes, that's one of the reasons this podcast exists. I spend a lot of time in Los Angeles, and I know a lot of women there feel like once they hit 25, their best years are behind them. And, you know, this is the highlight that is just not correct, you know, and feel good about it. Yeah.
You know, Barbara Streisand married her sweetheart at the age of 55. Yes. And they've been together for 25 years, I think, something like that. Yes. I mean, how great is that? Mariska Hargitay married her sweetheart at the age of 40, and they have 3 children now. I can't remember how many, but they've also been together for over 15 years. So this is not the end for you. This is not done. And there are lots of things. There are things we can do exogenously to help reverse some of the things we've done to ourselves in the past, but there's also things that you can do, like protecting what comes into your mind and generally taking care of yourself. So choosing to go get that massage instead of doing one more package of cookies for the school play or one more whatever the things are that are taking us away from taking care of ourselves. Setting boundaries is so helpful, you know, and just saying no.
Yes, well, that is absolutely beautiful. You. What inspired you to treat individuals around the world, and what inspired you to write this wonderful book?
So it's I have several patients. I have 2 nurse practitioners who work with me who are wonderful. We have several patients who were sick, but not in a conventional way. I knew they were not well. I could tell by talking to them they weren't well, but all the conventional labs did not show me what was wrong. And we sent them to specialist after specialist. We couldn't figure out what was wrong. So in just going back and researching as much as I could to figure out what was wrong to help them, that's when I started realizing the big, huge gap between bench science medicine and clinical in the office medicine. There's a huge gap. There's lots of information that's out there that we in clinical medicine that see patients day to day don't ever access. So I went back to school. I got a fellowship in anti-aging and regenerative medicine. And now one of the things I do to continue to keep up besides teaching is I read 4 or 5 articles every morning. Now, there's a mountain of journal articles produced every day. So I'm only tapping into a tiny fraction of what's out there, but at least that is part of my day to day so that I'm trying to keep up with what's available, the newest information that's available from March of 2024.
Right. Wonderful. Well, I know, Suzanne, that you're based in Georgia. Aside from your wonderful book, where can individuals reach out to you if they just want to learn more or possibly come in and be treated by you?
Sure. We have a website and it's vinemedical.com, V-I-N-E like grapevine. I'm on Instagram. It's D-R-S Faree, Dr. S Faree on Instagram. And those are the two ways. If you're interested in buying the book, it's on Amazon now. It's just came out this week. Super excited. And I'm really excited to share that with everyone that listens to the podcast. I think it'll be super helpful, both in communicating with your provider about what might be available, and then in realizing that there may be something that you are dealing with as far as symptoms or whatever that we may be able to, that maybe doctors have said to you, hey, there's nothing else available for you. There's nothing else we can do. And there actually may be more things that are available to you. There are lots of functional medicine doctors that are out there that have an idea of how to do this, but there are specific peptide doctors around the country, maybe 500 peptide doctors in the country that know how to do this. And so you can reach them through a website called A4M, which is American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine, or A4M.com. And they have a provider directory that might be able to find you a provider that's near you.
Okay. Wonderful. I cannot wait to read your book. That's just very exciting to know that there's information out there that is very fruitful for so many women. So thank you to you for writing them.
Thank you, Marcy. I'm excited to hear what you think.
Yeah, sure thing. All right, all. Again, this is Dr. Suzanne Faree. Doctor, thank you so much for being on today.
It's my pleasure. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.